It's the top five on the Rokan Show.
Let's go.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Okay. Checking in at
number five.
Number five.
This thing is not working.
Maybe I pressed all the buttons and they got stuck yesterday. Had some problems with that.
During a gaggle with reporters in the White House driveway, Sarah Sanders asked about what was asked whether the president's decision to pull out of Syria makes Vladimir Putin happy.
Look, the idea that Putin is happy about this is ridiculous. He's not. This puts a greater emphasis and makes them have to actually step up and do something and do more in the region. It puts them at a greater risk. So I think that's just silly.
Okay, that is so wrong on every factual basis. This clears the road for them not to have conflict with us, right? So it clears an entire, literally, a road that we were holding that is an important weapons pipeline to and from the from Lebanon and into weapons that are actually being used against Israel as well. So there's that. And whose side are the Russians on in this? The Iranians.
Right.
So, you know what? Shut the blank up.
He literally said, "This makes me very happy."
He put out the press release.
Donald
with the
is great. Donald is good.
And this is another one of those issues where the White House is on an island. You saw both the Fox News and the CNNs and the MSNBCs of the world. Both are absolutely going after the president for this, saying this is exactly what Putin wants.
Yep. And the military, not happy.
No.
Not happy. You look at the editorial, like the Military Times or Army Times, Navy Times, Air Force Times, all those publications, they are all editorializing against this. And Mattis...
Don't forget about that.
Mattis quits and writes a letter that is not exactly like... Hey, this was an honor to serve. His resignation letter was, "You moron!"
It was.
I mean, this is that.
Fox and Friends ripped Trump over this.
They did.
Fox and Friends. They ripped him over this.
But then told him how great he looks right afterwards.
Great hair.
Skin tips with Melania.
Gingerbread man. How dare they try to emasculate him?
All right. Checking in at
number four.
Threat of a shutdown looms. Well, we don't really know here. Now, senators are scrambling to avert a shutdown, screams CNN right now. They were supposed to, weren't the senators supposed to come out a few minutes ago and tell us what they were going to do? Actually, for the last 2 hours, we've been waiting for Schumer and McConnell to come out and have a joint announcement.
Pence, Mulvaney, Budget Director Mulvaney, and Jared Kushner, were in the office of Schumer until just recently, moments ago. We haven't heard anything.
Wow.
And then you heard...
not since Einstein, Roosevelt, and Helen Keller got together
as
such a meeting of the minds.
No votes planned over the weekend is what you're hearing.
They'll never be able to look at Kushner and go, "What are you doing here?"
Right. I mean, the son-in-law is there. Can you imagine if a few years ago we were like, yes, right now, Joe Biden and Malia Obama have just left the offices.
Oh, that would be bad. Meathead had a better standing in Archie Bunker's house.
And the brother of the First Lady, Craig Robinson, has also been in these meetings to discuss. You're like, what are you doing?
Amy Carter's fiance will be joining Anwar Sadat later.
Come on. Anyway, so here's the deal. Trump is now saying Democrats will be to blame if there's a shutdown, even though he, said publicly last week, "No, I want full responsibility."
So we need border security, and it's really up to the Democrats, totally up to the Democrats as to whether or not we have a shutdown. It's possible that we'll have a shutdown. I would say the chances are probably very good because I don't think Democrats care so much about maybe this issue, but this is a very big issue.
You know, it is interesting, though. He does say that, and that does resonate. I mean, people who want to believe that believe that Democrats don't care about this. Even though Democrats go, no, we care. We just don't want to spend that kind of money. But then you go, well, what do you want to spend the money on? He's playing right into a pretty effective vein of American politics right there. However, However, the really the bigger issue here is, listen, at least it went from $25 billion down to $5 billion for this wall. Right? That's
a lot of markdowns this time of year.
That's progress.
Well, but you're doing slats, so you've got a lot of extra area steel that slats. Doesn't need steel.
Yeah, steel slats, my wrestling name back in the day.
Which is funny, because I always ask this question. If a guy is in the business of building skyscrapers, what are the two biggest expenses? Steel and concrete.
Oh, boy.
Right? So you just wonder, at the other end of this, who is he trying to take care of? To put a wall in a place that they're, first of all, not going to get the land for because it's privately owned by American ranchers who love Trump and will hate him if they try to take away his land. And all of a sudden you get a cow caught between two slats. That's going to be a problem.
Oh, man.
What's a prize heifer? I mean, we can't have that.
I think the cows are technically too fat to fit in those slats.
Not if they try. Now if they're like...
Maybe their head gets caught.
Maybe they'll see a cow on the other side and want to poke their head through, and the next thing you know, they're
that
stuck.
Could happen.
They're stuck. Have you ever seen that? You've seen that on YouTube, right?
Yeah.
All the time?
Cows stuck.
Adorable video.
We are going to be working very hard to get something passed in the Senate. There's a very good chance it won't get passed. It's up to the Democrats. So it's really the Democrat shutdown, because we've done our thing. You know, when Nancy Pelosi said, you'll never get the votes in the House, we got them, and we got them by a big margin, 217 to 185. So now it's up to the Democrats as to whether or not we have a shutdown tonight. I hope we don't, but we're totally prepared for a very long shutdown.
He lost my mother today. I never thought that was ever going to happen.
Your mom decided she no longer.
Yeah, my mom was. I think it's like the economy's not good, doing so great. That's the only thing that was the last thing she was holding on to. I wanted to go through the 100 other things that have happened before that that she didn't care about. But it's okay. I get it.
Apparently, they're including DACA funding to try to get the Democrats on board, but it doesn't appear as if they're any closer now to an agreement.
Yeah. I want to let's bring chain migration back so Melania's legal. Let's do that. Hey, I should say not the economy. The economy is still strong. It's the stock market is down. So
right.
My mother's all upset about that. And her energy stocks. All right. Checking in at
number three.
Yahya Abdul-Mateen the second. I remember Yahya Abdul-Mateen the first, and he was really something. But the second, he stars in the new Aquaman film as Black Manta, who's he's the bad guy, right?
Yes, he is. Aquaman had a chance to save his father and didn't do it, so now he wants to avenge his father by killing Aquaman. He's obsessed with it.
So how does this guy feel about this brand new character that is now being introduced to the silver screen?
That's what I'm most excited about right now. You know, I think the fans are getting a very strong introduction to David Kane, Black Manta. They're getting an introduction to his motives and some of the things that he's capable of. But as you say, he's a very smart character. He's multifaceted. He has emotional range and motivations. And so I'm really looking forward to the opportunity to bring this character. You know, it's funny. We've just introduced him. You know, we're just introducing him today. But I'm already excited to show all the other parts of him the next time I get an opportunity to.
Really good actor. Very strong in this movie.
So we are assuming that this David Kane / Black Manta is going to be
we
a
could
recurring
see more
figure.
Of him, yes, like Venom and some of these other characters that are maybe villains. Maybe.
See, Venom did well, didn't it?
Huge
internationally,
money. And Aquaman, which opens now, is out there now, is already setting records worldwide. They released it a couple of weeks ago overseas, and it's doing huge numbers.
Underseas, really? If you want to
well, that's sure. Interesting. The underseas money is also. I think that's why a lot of people don't get that Atlantis box office.
True.
And the Kingdom of the Trench, and
they're
all that
really
stuff.
Coming out. I'm sure. And Jason Momoa is in it too.
Yes, he
one
is.
Of my favorites from Game of Thrones.
It looks like a lot of fun, but I think as you reviewed yesterday, don't anticipate Oscar nods.
It's an edible movie, as I call it, which means if you're in certain states where you can ingest, you'll enjoy it more. Here in Chicago, have a Pinot Noir if you can.
All right, go to one of those theaters.
There's a quote for the studio if they'd like it.
Put
if you're
that
high,
on a poster.
You're gonna dig this one, Richard Roper.
Gummy bears!
Yes.
Exclamation point.
Judy's good with that. She could hook us up with some of those.
All right.
Number two.
We've already learned that there's outcry over Baby It's Cold Outside. Some Christmas songs may not be aging as well as others. And that is why Miley Cyrus had some proposed changes for Santa Baby.
Santa Baby, I don't What are you doing?
He said I could update the lyrics.
Right, but I didn't think that you...
Don't want diamonds, cash or stars. Nothing that comes in a box. No more fluff. I've had enough. And I can buy my own damn stuff.
That's cute.
She's great.
You know, she is great. Although, I got to tell you, she had some weird moments right there.
Sure.
You know, when she was doing little curlicues on her hair, in her head, and she was sticking her tongue out, and we thought, okay, too much Molly. But, you know, she's really become an artist in her own right in a lot of ways.
Sure, yeah, and she has a lot of fun. She's only still, I think, maybe 26 or something like that.
Yeah, I mean,
she's been around forever. And you know, she had to grow up in a, you know, in the public arena and
right.
go through all that stuff. But I think she's talented and has a great sense of humor about herself.
And one of the most daring displays ever on Saturday Night Live last Saturday, where she performed in a jacket without anything else underneath it.
Yes.
And and she was moving around, and at any moment she thought, oh.
Somewhere Janet Jackson was sitting on a sofa going, where did she get that double stick tape?
Right.
I needed that.
It was unbelievable.
Incredible.
What was going on there.
Yes.
But wait, there's more.
Stop interrupting me when I talk, and don't text me pictures of your.
Its lyrics are just
wow.
amazing.
That ring scared me too. By the second, we were there,
and finally,
number one.
It just struck me what that actually rhymed with.
Yes.
Because I was thinking junk, but no, that's not what it was. No, I get it now.
Moving on, number one.
All right. Santa Claus and special counsel Robert Mueller have teamed up in a new late show holiday cartoon to take down the president. The cartoon, which aired last night, starts when Santa gets fired by the president.
Oh, no.
Dear lying Santa, you're fired. Sincerely, Donald J. Trump. P.S. Why didn't I get my border wall last year?
Santa, come quick. You're all over CNN.
Kris Kringle, also known as Santa Claus, has been fired just days before Christmas. This reporter hopes it does not jeopardize the choo-choo train he asked for this Christmas.
But then things in this guy. This is the cartoon that Colbert produces, right? That's on Comedy Central. Now, here's the deal, though. It takes a little weird turn here when Robert Mueller enters. Of course, we know that Robert Mueller is a decorated Vietnam combat veteran, right? And he comes through to try to get Santa's job back.
What can we do?
We can throw the book at him.
Yeah, he stole little Timmy's lollipop in second grade.
I'm sorry, Kringle, but we need hard evidence of collusion.
Yo ho! I got your evidence of collusion right here!
The TV tape?
But how?
Santa, remember when I was stationed as an elf on the shelf in Moscow?
Of course.
Well. Oh, disgusting! That's a pillow! That's a pillow! This nails them, fellas! Leave me.
So, Bob, what do you say?
I wouldn't normally operate this way, but if we're going to save Christmas, we need to leak that tape.
Leak.
Wow. Oh, wow. All right. So, some things are better than others.
I like that Miley Cyrus one. That was good.
Yeah.
I do, too. I want
like
to go back and listen to the whole thing.
Yes, I'd like to end on the Miley Cyrus. Can you play the
just
second
one.
Half? Because now I'm going to really laugh harder at the rhyming here.
Of your
the top five at five.